Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now we've got our first guest, haven't we?
We have the lovely Lisa's coming. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello afternoon, Lisa. So, where are you from?
I work for Carisbrook Castle Museum.
Oh, okay, so just up the road.
Yes. When you said, where am I from, I thought you meant, where am I from?
No, no, sorry.
I meant, where was I born?
You could tell us that.
That's
too.
That's interesting
like
as well. Yeah.
I was born in Portsmouth.
Oh.
Oh, right, so you're an Ovener, like.
But my dad's parents are both Islanders.
Okay, we're not going to get into that argument about what constitutes an Islander or not, because we'll be here for the rest of the week. But you've got this smashing and really interesting project going on up there, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been collecting spoken histories for about 5 years now. So we call it oral history, and oral history is all about recording the memories of older people and saving it for posterity.
Wow.
So it becomes part of our collection at Carisbrook Castle Museum.
Okay, so is this about just about the Newport area largely?
The project we're doing at the moment, in partnership with Newport Parish Council, is all about memories of Newport, yes.
Okay, and I imagine it must be fascinating hearing some of this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I did an interview last week with a lady in her 90s who had memories to share about the Second World War in Newport. She was actually working at St Mary's Hospital as a nurse maid.
Wow.
And she told me about how she remembered putting babies into Morrison shelters in the hospital when the air raid sirens went.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So Morrison shelters were the ones that are like large kitchen tables.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, We forget, I was born after the Second World War, but we forget the part that the island did play in the Second World War. It was massively hit by air raids as well. So she must have witnessed some of that stuff.
Yeah, she did. She had an air raid shelter in the road that she lived in.
All right, yes.
It was a public air raid shelter. Not all houses had the Anderson-type shelters.
No.
But she went off into the public shelter when the air raid sirens went.
Wow.
Stuff.
That is fascinating, isn't it?
So, and how is this stuff going to be portrayed to the public when it's in the collection? How do we access it when it's done?
Well, this particular project, one of the outcomes is that an app is going to be created for smartphones, and it will almost be like a town trail of Newport via an app. So what you'll do is, I'm not quite sure how the technology will work, because I'm not creating the app. We're letting someone else do that technical part.
Very wise.
But there will be information on there. There will be photographs on there. And there will be snippets from people's interviews on there, which will give you a history of different places around Newport as you walk around the town.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
So what if you don't have an app?
Well, I think there's going to be a website that will be created
right.
as well.
Yeah.
And all the material will be archived at Carisbrook Castle Museum for research purposes.
Okay.
And it will be used for educational purposes as well. Some of it will go into our Heritage Education Service collection, which goes around all our schools on the island.
Yeah.
Mm. So it will be available in lots of different ways.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Everybody that has an interview is also given a copy of their recording. On a CD for them to keep.
Oh, right, that's an excellent idea. So it goes, how far back do you go with these, in terms of history?
Well, oral history is all about capturing personal recollections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about people's lives, and we normally take a chronological approach. So we'll start talking to someone about their early life and their family background, where they lived, the house that they grew up in, their neighbourhood, their school days, moving on through to their working life. And that's the kind of approach that we take to the interview.
Well, it makes sense. So it could be, so if someone was an adult in the Second World War, say, you're talking quite a bit back before that in terms of their childhood memories.
Yes, yeah. Most people that have lived through the Second World War are now well into their 90s.
Mm.
So these are people that we really need to capture their memories now before
Absolutely.
They're not with us.
See, my mum's 95 and she remembers all these things from the Second World War.
Mm. That's excellent. And how many recordings have you got so far?
We've done 10 for this project so far.
Okay.
And we're doing between 18 and 20. So we've got a few more to do. And we've got some volunteers that are also working with us on the project to actually conduct the interviews.
Okay.
And they all have training. in how to conduct an interview and how to use the recording machines that we use,
that's which are handy. All
digital audio recorders now.
Yes, of course.
And so they're out and about doing interviews as well.
So do they have a script they work to or a set of questions? Or
we do have a sort of suggested set of topics.
Yeah.
But it's nice to really let an interview flow and, yes. and enable it to belong to the person who you're interviewing.
Yes.
So you don't really want to hear from the interviewer very much.
No,
so we
no.
really just try and prompt more than anything else
That's
during
a good
the
technique.
Interview.
So it's not rigid then?
No.
You have to ask this question, and then ask that question. No.
I know you mentioned this off air. Are these being transcribed into text as well?
Yes, they will all be sent to a professional transcriber because it does take a lot of hours
it
to transcribe does. An interview. Some of our interviews are between an hour and 2 hours long.
So,
and it usually takes three times as long to transcribe it.
Yeah, so it's a big undertaking and I think it's best left to the professionals.
Yes.
I think you're right. So this project is going to continue for how much longer in terms of what your involvement anyway?
For the next probably 3 months, and then by the end of the year, we're hoping to have the app up and running.
Okay.
And you were saying also earlier on that it's part of a much larger project in terms of other things that are going on. There's somebody from Newport Parish Council working on it?
Yeah, Newport Parish Council are responsible for delivering the whole project. It's funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
Yeah.
For a year, and it's been running now for about 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. And there are various other activities that are going on. We've run some reminiscence sessions in Newport where people can come along and bring their own memorabilia and artefacts and family photographs that they want to share of Newport and how it's changed over time.
So it's a really complete project, isn't it? You've got visual things and audio things. And to be able to hear the person's voice reminiscing or talking about their experiences
in their own words and everything
and some of the more startling memories are actually still very clear in their heads, aren't they? I've found that with other people anyway.
Yeah, and with the right prompts, it's a lovely way to enable someone to go back in time.
Okay, excellent stuff.
And recollect their past lives.
And I think you were saying earlier as well that sometimes people think their memories aren't worth remembering, but they are.
Yeah, sometimes the best interviews are the people that say, oh, well, I might be able to tell you a bit about that, but, you know, I'm sure someone else would be able to tell you more. And then you do an interview with them and they're just an absolute mine of information and it comes really naturally to them. And it's a really nice thing for the family to have that recording there of their loved one's voice and their memories to live on forever.
Yeah.
And for their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren to listen to as well.
Oh,
I can foresee people coming in 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time saying, that's my grandma on there, or that's my great-grandfather on that one. That's really fascinating stuff.
It is.
How can people find out more?
About our project in particular, they can contact me at Carisbrook Castle Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And
the app will be publicised, no doubt.
We will publicise it. I'm sure there'll be a press release nearer the time so people can find out about how to upload the app.
Good.
And gain access to the website. Yeah, there will be more information about that once it's all done and dusted.
So is there a phone number for Carisbrook Castle Museum?
Yeah, it's 523 112.
And they ask for Lisa Kersley?
Yep. 523 112. Ask for Lisa, say you want to talk about that oral history project. And will you come back in later in the year when the app gets released and tell us all about it?
Yeah, I'd really like to do that.
Good. That'd be excellent.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.